愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今天晚上的题目是你愿我是你什么。
The topic for tonight is ask what shall I give you。
我们常常都是在祷告当中向神求东西。
Often in our prayer, we are asking for something。
很少说神主动问你，你要求什么。
Seldom God will ask us what we want to pray for。
但是 what shall I give you?
What shall I give you?
但是圣经里面有记载，有一个人有这样的福气。
But the Bible has recorded such a person who is so blessed.
神主动问他，你要向我求什么，我就赐给你。
God proactively asks him what he would like, and he will be blessed with it.
这个人是谁？
Who is this person?
这个人就是所罗门。
And this person is Solomon.
请看列王记上第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
第五节。
1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5.
列王记上三章五节。
1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5. Verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask, what shall I give you?
在基遍，在梦中，在夜间，神跟所罗门显现。
So at night in a dream at Gibeon, Lord appeared to Solomon.
这个应该是神的第一次跟所罗门显现。
You could say this is the first time that God had appeared to Solomon.
那神第一次跟他见面就送了一个大礼物给他。
So upon the first appearance, God had presentedSolomon with a great gift.
直接问他，你愿我是你什么？
God directly asked him, what would you like?
就好像有一个人给你一张空头支票，随便你写数目，你开不开心？
Would you be happy if someone were to give you a blank check?
但是支票只能给你钱。
Of course, a check can give you money.
但是其他东西就没有办法了。
Aside from money, nothing else.
但是神是全能的真神。
But God is an almighty God.
他做什么都可以。
He can do anything.
所以他就问所罗门，你要我赐给你什么？
So he asked Solomon, what shall I give you?
弟兄姐妹，如果今天晚上聚完会回家，神在梦里面问你同样的问题。
So brother and sister, when you go back and to sleep, and God appeared to you in this dream with this question.
那请问你要求什么？
What would you ask for?
你要神给你什么？
What would you ask God for?
当然我们每一个人都有自己很想要的东西。
Of course, we have something that we want.
你们小朋友最喜欢什么？他可以告诉你，他最想买的是什么。
If you ask any child, they will tell you what would they like to buy.
每年生日的时候，大家都有所谓的愿望。
And of course, every time around birthdays, everyone has some wishes.
但是你的愿望不一定可以得到。
But your wishes may not come true.
但是如果神直接问你，他一定可以帮你实现。
But if God were to ask you, and He will guarantee that it will be fulfilled.
那到底你要求什么？
What would you ask for?
有人可能求财富。
Some might ask for wealth.
有人可能求健康。
Some might ask for health.
有人可能求出名。
Some may for wisdom.
但是所罗门所求的跟我们所求的应该不是一样。
But for what Solomon had asked is different than you and me.
首先我们来看为什么神会向所罗门显现。
So first, let's look at why did the Lord appear to Solomon.
还有在基遍这个地方，在这个时间点跟他显现。
And why at Gibeon at this time?
这个就要看回来第四节。
Now we need to read verse 4.
请读三章的第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar.
为什么神会跟所罗门显现？
So why did God appear to Solomon?
因为所罗门上到基遍那边去献祭给神啊。
Because Solomon had went to Gibeon to offer up sacrifice.
因为那边有极大的丘坛。
Because there is an altar there.
非常大的坛。
And a very great place.
那所罗门不是献一只羊羔或者是一只公牛。
And Solomon did not just offer one oxen.
也不是十只，也不是一百只。
It's not a 10 or 100.
是一次就献一千只。
But rather 1,000 at a time.
一千只是王自己的，从他自己的牛羊当中找出来的。
And this 1,000 came solely from the king.
这个是非常庞大的数目。
This is a great number.
这个不是献殿哦，这个是很后来的时候。
And this is not offering up the temple.
这个是所罗门第一次跟神正正式式的献祭，当了王之后。
This is an offering rather that Solomon had offered after he became a king.
那时候圣经没有记载他很有钱，那个是很以后的事情。
At the time, King Solomon wasn't rich.
但是他对神呢，可以说今天以今天的话来说，就很大手笔啊，对神非常的豪爽，非常的舍得。
So this offering is something that he had done willingly.
他可以算千一百只都够了，一百只已经很多了。
He could just easily offer up 100.
甚至五百只也可以啊。
Or even 500.
但是他献就献一千只。
But he chose to offer up 1,000.
那为什么他那么愿意舍得？
Why is he so willing?
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以说所罗门爱耶和华。
It says, Solomon loved the Lord.
遵行他父大卫的律例。
He walked in the statutes.
所罗门是一个爱神的人。
Solomon is someone who loves the Lord.
爱神有两个表现。
And this is the action.
有两个表现。
There are two actions.
你想想看你自己爱不爱神，看看你有没有这两个表现。
If you love the Lord, you shall have these two actions.
第一，爱神的表现就是遵行神的律法。
The first action is if you love the Lord, you shall walk in His statutes.
守诫命。
And you obey His commandments.
像今天晚上礼拜五安息进入安息圣日的，你有没有好好的敬拜？
Just like tonight, as we're entering to the Sabbath, are you here to worship Him?
哎，这个就来到神的殿，哎，那就遵守神的诫命啊。
When we come to His house, then we are obeying His commandment.
爱神的第二个表现，你就是舍得奉献。
And the second action is the willingness to offer.
神没有叫他去奉献，但是他自己跑去奉献。
God had not asked him to offer, but he proactively did so.
神没有要求要献一千只。
And God did not ask him to offer up 1,000.
他自己就献一千只。
This is something he had done willingly.
可能是他拥有的牛羊里面的数目的很大部分。
Perhaps this is a great portion among his flock.
他爱神啊，所以他就不觉得说很多。
So because he loved the Lord, this is not a great number.
所以一个人爱神啊，神会跟他显现。
So if someone who loved the Lord, God will appear to him.
所谓的显现，就是让你生活有体验。
By appearance, we mean experience.
神祝福给你的比你献出的更多。
God will bless you more than you offer up.
但我们不是有这种动机，不是为了要得更多才奉献。
And of course, our main motivation is not to gain blessings.
但是神不会让你吃亏。
But God will not shortchange us.
从来没有一个人越奉献越穷，从来没有，教会里面从来没有。
No one will offer up and become, and suffer in poverty.
反而刚好相反，不奉献的、不爱神的人，生活越来越艰难。
But rather, those who does not offer up, will have a difficult life.
越不奉献，你就越没有力量奉献。
If you don't offer up, then you will lack the capacity to offer.
你越愿意奉献，你就越多力量可以做更大的奉献。
However, on the other hand, when you are willing to offer, then the greater offering you can do in the future.
所以他所罗门在即便奉献给神一千只牲祭牲。
So when Solomon offered up, at Gibeon,
哇，他很爱神。
This is a show of his love.
神当天晚上就跟他显现。
And God immediately appeared to him at night.
所以神爱一个人并不是没有原因的。
So God loves a person for some reason.
不是没有原因的。
It's not without reason.
有时候你看到神为什么爱那么爱那个人，对我的恩典好像没有那么多。
Perhaps you may look at others and compare and say, how come God does not love me as much?
你自己反省一下，有没有很爱神？
Then we need to reflect that, do we actually love God?
好，那神跟所罗门显现。
So here God appeared to Solomon.
那所罗门呢，在梦里面他就怎么反应呢？
How did Solomon reply in his dream?
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6. Verse 6, and Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on this throne as it is this day."
这个在梦里面呢，大所罗门就回应神了。
This is the reply of Solomon in his dream.
基本上他就纪念神给他的恩典。
Here he is remembering the grace of God.
但是我爸爸大卫啊，他是用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你的面前。
Here he says that my father David have walked in truth and righteousness and uprightness.
而今天就是因为你答应他，他的儿子坐在位上，就像今天这样。
As today, I am here because of your promise to my father.
圣经没有记载大卫是很聪明的人。
The Bible did not record that David is a wise person.
但是圣经说，这三样条件他一生就够用了，神就祝福他了。
But because of these three attributes, God had blessed him greatly.
第一就诚实。
First, he is truthful.
第二是公义。
Second, he is righteous.
第三就正直。
And thirdly, he's upright.
这个是大卫一辈子坚持要走在神的面前的。
And this is how he had walked his life before God.
啊，那如果一个人有公义、诚实、正直，神也会祝福你的孩子。
So if you were to be truthful, righteous and upright, God will also bless your children.
那神特别交代，神也特别祝福大卫，说你其中一个儿子叫做所罗门啊，他以后就可以当王。
And God also especially blessed David that one of his sons, who is Solomon, will be the king.
所罗门是神拣选的。
So Solomon is someone who's chosen by God.
我们看撒母耳记下二十二章二十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
十二章二十四节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 24.
撒母耳记下十二章二十四节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 24. Then David comforted Bathsheba his wife and went in to her and lay with her. So she bore a son and he called his name.Solomon, now the Lord loved him. 25, and he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet, so he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord.
这里记载大卫从拔示巴后来得到一个儿子。
So here, David went in with Bathsheba and bore Solomon.
大卫呢就给这个儿子起名叫所罗门。
And they named their son Solomon.
Solomon 的意思就是平安的意思。
Solomon means peace.
Solomon 啊，这个在希伯来文，这个平安就 shalom， 所以 Solomon 呢，这个就是平安的意思。
In the Hebrew language, it is also known as shalom.
这个名字呢，就特别有意思。
This is a very meaningful name.
因为大卫做王的时候没有平安呢，常常打仗。
Because when David reigned, it was not a peaceful environment.
那他希望他儿子做王以后得到神祝福，也可以得到平安。
So he hoped that God would bless his son, that there will be peace around him.
这个是大卫的期待。
This is the hope of David.
但是神给这个孩子呢，又取了一个名字，虽然以后这个名字比较少用。
But God also gave this child another name.
这个神透过先知拿单告诉这个名字呢，这个叫耶迪迪亚，就等他呀。
And through Nathan the prophet, he gave him another name called Jedidiah.
Jedidiah 呢，耶迪迪亚意思就是神所爱的。
Jedidiah also means someone who God whom God loves.
这个名字挺好，好像这个名字比较冷门。以后谁生了 baby 啊，可以考虑这个名字啊。
This is an uncommon name, so this is something you can consider if you have a child.
但是这个名字是神所爱的，这个孩子是神爱的。
So this child is a child that is loved by God.
那神拣选的
and chosen by God.
他一定有一些特征，以后也是会是神所爱的。
Because of some special characteristics that God will also love him.
所以你看，神真的很爱他。
So God loved him a lot.
他现在长大了，竟然第一次献祭，奏献一千只，还有那么爱神，那么愿意付出。
And so we can see that when he grew up, he offered up so much to God.
因为他知道，如果不是神拣选我，哪里轮到我做王啊？
Because he knew clearly that without God's choosing, he would not be able to be king.
因为在所罗门以上，有至少要六个哥哥啊，当然有两个已经死掉了。
And of course, Solomon, he had a lot of older brothers, though two of them had died.
至少还有好几个。
There are many brothers.
所以绝对轮不到所罗门的，如果以按排行榜来说。
If they were to go by order, he would never be a king.
但是神有时候拣选人呢，不是按排名，也不是一定选最大的那一个。
But however, when God chooses someone, it doesn't necessarily go with the eldest.
你看耶西有那么多孩子，大卫这个是老幺，但是结果神就拣选他。
For example, if you look at Jesse, he has many sons, but God chose David, who is the youngest.
神喜欢拣选谁，就拣选谁。
So God can choose whoever he wants.
那为什么所罗门会那么愿意替神奉献？
So why would Solomon willingly offer up so much to God?
因为他知道，如果不是神呢，我怎么会做王？
Because he knows that if it isn't for God, he wouldn't be king.
所以一个人爱神呢，也是因为他常常想起，如果没有神，我会变成什么？
So often, if someone were to love God, then he would think of the blessings of God.
好，那所罗门呢？现在呢，开始他向神求了。
So here Solomon made a request.
我们来看《列王记上》的三章的第七节。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7.
列王记上三章的第七节。
1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
你看在梦里面所罗门都想起一件事。
So In the dream of Solomon, he had thought of something.
他想起什么？
What did he think of?
我有很多不足的地方。
I still feel very inadequate.
所以他会常常为自己不足的地方来向神求。
So he will often pray about his inadequacy.
虽然他当了王了，
although he is a king,
但是他没有忘记他不足什么，缺什么。
But he knows what he lacks.
有时候我们人呢，当了某一些职位之后，都觉得自己很了不起了。
Oftentimes, when we have climbed the ladder to a certain position, we would think we are so great.
啊，当教员啊，当负责人啊，当传长职啊，当传道啊，我就觉得说，哎，我一定是 somebody， 我一定是懂得比别人多。
When we become a teacher, a council member, or even a minister, we may think that we are somebody.
啊，我来出来讲道了，教导别人了，我一定是比较属灵啊。
I am able to stand here to preach, therefore I am very spiritual.
你做某一件工作，或者是你担任某一个职分，不代表你马上就变得就很丰富、很丰满。
But do remember that whatever role we may be in, it doesn't mean that we are better than others.
其实我们还是很缺乏。
In fact, we are still lacking.
所以所罗门在梦里面都想起自己很缺。
So in the dream of Solomon, he thought of his inadequacy.
他缺什么？
What does he lack?
第一，他缺年纪。他是个年轻的人。
First, he was a young man.
他一对大臣，国家的将军、大臣、老臣，全部比他年纪大。
All the officials beneath him are all older than him.
甚至可能有人说，哇，你都可以当我儿子。
And some may say that, wow, you can even be my son.
这样讲起来就好像看轻他的这种意思。
They may be despising his age.
但是这个是事实啊，人家比你年纪老啊。
But this is the reality.
好了，再来，他缺什么？
And what else he lacked?
缺经验
experience.
你没有做过王啊。
He had never been king before.
你一边做一边学啊，没有经验。
So he has to learn as he go.
他老爸也死了，也没有办法去指导他。
And his father has passed, so there's no one to guide him.
他也什么不足？那智慧也不足啊。
And again, he lacks wisdom.
他没有参加过一个君王训练学校。
He had never been to a school for kings.
在以前的年代来说，也没有读什么书，因为以前没有书可以读。
And in the past, there isn't much opportunity for education.
那所以他能够做王吗？
So is he truly qualified to be king?
他连做梦都想到自己缺什么。
So in his dream, he thought of his lacks.
弟兄姐妹，我们做梦的时候有没有想起我缺什么？
So in our dream, do we think about this?
我们在做圣工的时候有没有想起自己到底在缺什么？
When we're doing holy work, are we thinking about our inadequacy?
我们要常常为自己缺的东西来祷告。
We often need to pray for our lacks.
有人是缺恩赐。
Some lack talents.
哎呀，做这个 a gift.
A gift.
神给你的恩赐，你要需要做这个工，但是你缺乏恩赐。
God may ask you to do this, but you may feel like you are inadequate.
有人缺信心。
Some lack faith.
很怕，这个也怕，那个也怕。
They're afraid to do anything.
有人缺胆量。
Some are not courageous.
有人缺时间，我很想做工，但是我时间真的是不够。
Some lack time, although they're willing.
所以你要常常为自己不足的地方求。
So we often need to pray for our lacks.
但是有时候我们自己缺什么，我们都不知道。
But sometimes we may not even be aware of our own lacks.
如果神跟你在你面前显现了，要求什么？我说我不知道。
So if God would appear before you and ask you what do you want, and you're like, I don't know.
其实神在等我们为自己不足的东西、不足的地方来祈求。
So God is actually waiting for us to pray for our inadequacy.
所以所罗门知道他自己缺什么。
So Solomon know his own inadequacy.
看第八节。
As we were say, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen.
第九节。
And a great people numerous and two numbers to be count. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil for who is able to judge this great people of yours.
所罗门很知道，我现在要当王啊，不是在王宫里面吃饭啊、喝酒啊，那就过一天一天。
So Solomon knew very well that his life is not to be spent in the palace.
其实当时候做王呢，他一个皇帝，一个王，他生活当中，他的生命当中呢，有两个非常大的责任。
So as a king, they have two great responsibilities.
甚至可以说是三个。
Or three responsibilities.
第一个
，first one，
古代的王就是等于最高法院的最大的法官。
Ancient kings are also the greatest judge.
因为以前的没有什么像今天的法律制度。
There isn't a lot of courts per se like today.
他们是长老来判案的。
They may have elders to do the judge.
如果长老判不了。
If elders cannot judge,
或者是被判那个他的案件，大家不满意，他就会告到王那边去。
or this person may appeal it to the king.
哇，那这王就要当最高法院那个最高最后的法官呢？
Then the king makes the final decision.
那他有没有受过什么法律训练、心理训练？
You can imagine Solomon have not went through any sort of training in this area.
所以这个是所罗门最担心的地方。
So you can say this is the one of the worries of Solomon.
当然，其他来说，他还要管理整个国家。
And aside that, he needs to govern the entire nation.
啊，第三就是有可能当王要带兵出去打仗。
And thirdly, he needs to lead the military groups.
那第二、第三点不在所罗门担心的地方，他还没有想到第二、第三点。
As for the second and the third point, it's not a point of worries for Solomon.
他是很担心的，那些人如果带着他的案件啊、申冤啊来求告啊，啊，另外一个又来讲不一样的，我要怎么判呢？
But he's more worried about being the judge of the people.
对，有时候你在家里有两个小孩，两个小孩还吵架，
For example,
在你面前在喊在哭，大的说小的不对，小的也说大的不对，有时候当父母的怎么处理？
If you were to have two children and they got into some sort of argument, and how do you discern who is right and wrong?
对，有时候在教会里面当负责人，
just like a church council member,
信徒吵架了，来到你面前了，你要怎么处理？
The members have been quarreling and they come before you. How do you deal with this?
很烦恼，很头大。
This can be quite worrisome.
一个家就几个小孩，一个教会就顶多几百人。
Family may have a few children, but a church can consist of many members.
那个国家至少那个时候几十万人。
Let alone the country may consist many people.
哇，如果大家都来找他判案，他要不会判怎么办？
So if everyone were to come and appeal to him, he would need to know how to judge.
所以他就直接向神求一件事。
So he asked for one thing.
他就求什么？
What he asked
for, 第九节
verse 9、
第九节，所以求你赐我智慧。
I ask that you please bless me with wisdom.
可以判断你的名，能辨是非。
So I can discern between good and evil.
这个就是所罗门所求的。
This is what Solomon asked for.
基本上所罗门所求的不是对他自己本身有什么好处跟帮助。
So you can say the request of Solomon does not benefit himself.
他的健康啊，他的财富啊，他的享受啊。
It's not for his own wealth, his health, or his enjoyment.
或者活久一点，让他可以当王久一点呢？
Or even longevity.
他没有为自己的好处求什么。
He didn't pray for himself.
他只是想神要我做什么工作。
But he was thinking about the ministry of God.
然后我需要什么才华，什么的力量来才可以把神的托付做好。
And he was thinking about the skills that and the gifts that he need to complete this ministry.
他知道最关键就是智慧。
And so he came to a point of wisdom.
有智慧就可以把神托付我的事情做好。
With wisdom, he'll be able to accomplish God's task.
没智慧，你很努力，但是你也没有办法把神托付你的做好。
And without wisdom, even though he's diligent, he may not be able to complete the task.
有人说努力很重要，努力才会成功。
Some may say that diligence is the key to success.
当然一定要努力。
Of course, we need to be diligent.
但是你很努力做到死啊，但是你没有智慧啊，也是不成功。
You can be very diligent and work until the day of your death.But you may not be successful.
没有智慧做到遍体鳞伤，被人家骂，被人家抱怨，你的工作还是没做好。
And without wisdom, you may come across a difficulty and not complete your task.
有智慧，很难的事情，很简单，你就处理好了。
However, with wisdom, you'll be able to do many things easily.
一两句话你就处理好。
With a few sentences, you may soothe trouble.
所以所罗门求的就是这个智慧。
So this is the kind of wisdom that Solomon asked for.
我们今天也想想了，今天神托付你什么？
So think about what God had entrusted you today.
如果你有孩子，神就托付你儿女啊。
If you have children, then as a parent, God had entrusted you with His children.
那你带他们需不需要智慧
？To lead your children, do you think that requires
wisdom? 什么时候该骂？什么时候该打
？When is the time to discipline?
什么时候又要安慰
？When is the time to comfort?
神给你当负责人，你需不需要智慧
？Do you think you need wisdom as a council member?
神给你孩子在教会里面当老师，需不需要智慧？
As a teacher, do you need wisdom to guide the children?
神给我们就算教会里面煮饭做一些杂事也是需要智慧。
Even in the cooking team, it requires wisdom.
但是智慧最重要的就是要判断是非。
But the most important point of wisdom is to discern good and evil.
所以所罗门求这件事情。
So Solomon had asked for this.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节，神因为所罗门求这个事情，他就蒙主喜悦。
The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked these things.
哇，但所罗门没有为自己求，结果神喜欢他。
Solomon had not asked for anything for himself, and God was pleased.
所以连不自己不求的，神都给他。
So even for the things that he had not asked for, God had given him.
哇，这个是很重要哦。
This is very important.
如果神喜欢你，基本上你不用替自己求什么东西。
If God is pleased, you don't need to request anything.
我们今天拼命为自己求东西，怕神忘记我们需要什么。
Oftentimes we are requesting this and that, in fear that God may forget.
哎呀，神不是老到说你要讲十次他才记得。
You don't need to remind God constantly.
神也不会说耳聋听不见，一直讲。
And God is not heavy on the ears.
如果神要给你的，一定会给你。
If God wants to bless you, He will.
为什么还没给你？
Why does He wait?
可能你还没有得到神的喜悦啊。
Perhaps you are not pleasing in His eyes.
如果你得到神喜悦，
If you are pleasing in the eyes of God,
你不用求太用力，不用太强调，神也会给你。
He will give you even when you're not asking.
所以神喜悦所罗门。
So God is pleased with Solomon.
所以他就赐给他智慧。
And God blessed him with wisdom.
啊，还有其他的事情。
As well as other things.
好，那我们讲讲什么叫智慧。
So let's talk about wisdom.
下一页可以讲说，至少要，如果你要能够判案，在法庭上面要做出正确的判断，至少需要这几种力量。
To make the right judgment, you need a few of these criteria.
第一，你要观察力。
First, you need a strong observation skill.
不单只是眼睛看，你要看很细微的东西，不是表面的。
Not just a glance, but you need to pay attention to details.
再来，你需要理解力。
Second, heart of understanding.
人家讲话你听不听得懂
？Do you understand what others are saying?
他表面那句说话，或者是他这句话背后的意思，你听不听得懂
？What is the hidden meaning behind their words?
再来，你需要分析力。
And next is to analyze.
有那么多证据，有那么多资料，你要怎么整理
？There are so many evidence out there. How do you organize them?
他乱成一团的。
And are they? How do you group them together?
你怎么样把它分析？
How do you organize them?
把很多资料整理出一两个重点。
Among the many evidence, you want to summarize them.
或者是把问题分析到底问题出在哪里？
And analyze the problem to find out the core problem.
哪一个人有问题？哪一句话有问题？
What phrase has the problem? Which character has the problem?
再来，你要逻辑推理的能力。
And next, you need to be very logical.
哎，是什么原因这个人会这样讲，或者他有什么可能他做出这样的决定？
What is the rationale behind someone's behavior?
这个人的动作，到底他有没有犯罪的动机？
Does this behavior have any hidden motive?
就这个是今天来说呢，是另外一门学问，就是叫做犯罪学，读警察啦、海关啦，都是大部分都要读这个犯罪学。
So in today's term, this is a study of criminology.
你要了解罪犯背后的心理。
You need to understand the mind of the criminal.
合不合理
？Is it logical?
最后你要做判断。
At the end, you need to make a judgment.
你的判断是影响别人的生死的。
And your judgment is a decision between life and death.
因为是古代没有什么录影机啦，没有什么 DNA 的这种分辨呢。
Especially in the past, there isn't anything like CCTV or DNA.
完全是靠证人的口供。
They're all done through the mouth of witnesses.
甚至有些时候连证人都没有。
Sometimes there may be even a lack of witnesses.
哇，那你怎么判
？Then how do you judge?
人判不，有些案基本上人判不到。
There are some cases where men cannot judge.
但是如果神给你智慧，你就可以分辨，你就可以判得出来。
But with God's wisdom, you will be able to judge.
所以这个是所罗门知道啊，没有一个人可以教他怎么样做一个王啊。
So Solomon knows that nobody can teach him to be a king.
没有一个人可以教他怎么做一个最好的法官啊。
And nobody can teach him to be a great judge.
只有神可以给我这种智慧啊。
And he knew that only God can accomplish this.
那我们今天不需要当王，我们也当不了王。
As today, we don't need to be a king.
但是我们要知道，我们面对的困难，我们面对的工作，很可能是没有一个人可以教你怎么样把它做好。
Perhaps the job or the difficulty we're facing is something that nobody can teach us.
甚至所谓的训练也是很有限。
Even trainings, they are limited.
譬如说你要学讲道。
For example, if you want to learn how to speak,
你听了十个钟头的讲道学。
You could listen to training in this area for 10 hours.
理论很懂。
And you know it theoretically.
但是你真正是不是背好那些内容，你就会讲道？
Is it true that by memorizing these theories, you will be able to preach?
我们上个礼拜关怀组训练，我们这个探访组训练了四个钟头。
And last week we had 4 hours worth of training on visitation.
很多理论的东西。
There were many theories.
好，你是不是把那个资料背好了？你出去访问就会很成功，就会带来造就。
So by memorizing these materials, do you think you'll be successful in visitation?
这个不是人可以教你的。
This is not something that men can teach you.
很多东西 是需要神直接指教你，神直接帮助你。
There are many things that requires direct help of God.
所以我们要向神求。
So we need to pray to God.
那所罗门知道，他只能够向神求。
And Solomon knows that this is his only way.
那下一页告诉我们，是三章十三节。
In verse 13 here, tell us.
三章十三节，我们看十二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
十二节神说，我就照你所求的给你了。
So here God had given to him accordingly.
你要聪明，智慧我都给你。
If you want wisdom, wisdom you shall get.
你没有求的，长寿啊，尊贵啊，富足啊，我也给你。
As well as the things that you have not asked for, like riches and honor.
这里告诉我们。
So he tells us.
这是马太福音六章三十三节的道理。
The teachings behind Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
圣经的话从古到今没有改变过，旧约新约都一样。
The word of God had never changed since the beginning.
你先求神要的东西。
If you seek for the things of God,
神把你需要的自动加给你。
And all these things shall be added to you.
所罗门没有求富、求寿、求出名。
Solomon did not ask for wealth or longevity.
他只是求怎么样把神的工作做好。
He only asked for the ability to complete God's task.
当他把神的工作做好的时候，神就把他其他没有求的都给他。
And when this is done, God also blesses him with all the rest of the things.
所以今天你把你的信仰顾好。
So today we need to preserve our faith.
把圣工做好。
Complete our holy work.
聚会的时候好好聚得好。
And worship with our whole heart.
把神放在生活当中最重要的部分。
And prioritize God in our life.
其他你没有求的，神都会，你需要的，神就会给你。
And God will bless us in all the other areas.
当然你是要尽自己的本分。
Of course, we need to do our due diligence.
所以说你该读书的你要读，你该去工作你要找工作你要去找。
For example, as a student, you would need to study hard, and if you are unemployed, you need to look for a job.
但是你道理好好听，每一篇道理神都会加重你的智慧。
And if you spend some time to listen to the sermon carefully, then you shall be blessed.
你有了智慧，你做事情、做判断，你就会正确。
And with wisdom, you shall be able to discern what's good and evil.
那这神祝福所罗门之后呢？所罗门就马上感恩了。
So after God had blessed Solomon, he was very grateful.
我们看回来《列王记上》三章十五节。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offering, offered peace offering, and made a feast for all his servants.
就是说所罗门醒了，不料是个梦。
So here Solomon woke up and realized it was a dream.
但是这个不是普通的梦。
But this is no ordinary dream.
他知道这是异梦，这是神跟他讲话。
He knew this is a dream from God.
所以他又向神献燔祭、平安祭。
So again, he offered up burnt offering to the Lord.
所以啊，所罗门真他没有说哦，我才刚献完一千只，现在应该这次可以省了吧？我昨天才献完，今天要献。
He didn't thought that I just offered up 1,000 cattle to in my offering previously, so I don't need to do any now.
所罗门不跟神计较的。
He was not petty in this sense.
所罗门没有说，哎呀，福气都还没有来，等福气来的时候我再献嘛。
He didn't wait until the God's blessing of God came.
他又马上跟神献那个平安祭。
Immediately he offered up offerings.
你跟神计较，神就跟你计较。
So if we are petty with God, then God will be petty with us.
有一些人很会跟神计较。
Some are very petty with God.
怎么跟神计较
？How so？
有一个弟兄问传道
，There's a brother who asked the preacher，
传道十分之一怎么算
？How do you calculate tithe？
为什么你这样问
？And then I would say how? Why do you ask？
他传道，我觉得十分之一应该是把我薪水拿到之后，再扣除我的一些开销，我再来算报十分之一。
I think tithe shall be calculated after all my expense have been taken into account.
我拿到 paycheck， 我要交通费啊，我要公车值啊，我要缴房租啊。
When I get my salary, I still have expenses in my rent, in my mortgage.
应该把我那些生活必需品扣掉了，那再来跟神算十分之一。
All the expenses need to be deducted before I consider tithe.
传道说你怎么算都可以。
So the preacher said that you can calculate however you want.
你要怎么算你跟神的事。
However you want to calculate, that's between you and God.
但是你跟神很计较，神也可以跟你很计较。
But if you are stingy toward God, God will be stingy toward you.
神本来把你要祝福你的说话，那这个先拿掉，那个先拿掉，那个先拿掉。
God may initially have a lot of blessings for you, but he may reserve some for himself.
你不奉献，我也不关我的事。
If you don't offer, that has nothing to do with me.
但是你自己想想，你怎么对神，神就怎么对你。
But you may think about how God shall treat you.
不要跟神斤斤计较啊。
So we shall not be so calculative.
有一些人说，哇，昨天有了机会了，今天要来。
Some may say that, wow, I just been to church yesterday, now I have to come again.
哇，早上来了，下午还要再来吗？
I already came in the morning. Do I need to come in the afternoon?
我昨天做完圣工，今天又轮到我。
I just done holy work yesterday, now it's my turn again.
你就算了，你就算下去，没关系。
It's okay, you can continue to calculate.
但是你看所罗门都不跟神算。
But look at Solomon, he did not count.
昨天才献完一千只，今天又来献。
He offered up 1,000 and he continued to offer.
还为臣仆啊摆设宴席啊，很高兴，因为神要祝福啊。
And he also made a feast for all his servants.
所以结果神就真的给他很大的智慧。
So at the end, as a result, we can see that God had blessed him with great wisdom.
从第三章十六节到二十七节。
From verse 3 to all the way 27.
Verse 16. 三章十六节，这记载一个案例，马上所罗门遇到的第一个 case， 很难的，很难的。
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 27, Solomon had encountered a very hard case.
这个大家小朋友应该从小都听过了。
And I'm sure all the children here had heard of this.
哇，两个妓女来到所罗门面前。
There were two harlots that came before the king.
这是为了一个孩子，活着的孩子要怎么分？到底这个孩子是谁的亲生孩子？
They are here to discern whose child does this belong to.
因为两个人都说这是我的孩子啊。
Because both had claimed this child as theirs.
又没有可以验 DNA。
And there is no way they can test for DNA.
又没有别的证人。
And there weren't any other witnesses.
因为他们两个人都睡在同一个房子里面。
Because they both had slept in the same room.
前后三天之间，两个人都生了孩子。
Within 3 days, both had given birth.
年纪差不多，大小差不多。
They're around the same age as well.
我们知道孩子啊，头几个月哈，或者是头刚出生几个礼拜，长得都很像。
And we know infants of a few months old, they look very similar.
比如说出生的，每一个都长得一样。
All the newborn, they all look alike.
其中有一个孩子死了。
So one had died.
另外一个就说，哇，我活着那个孩子被对方偷走。
So the mother accused the other one for saying that his child was stolen.
死的换给我。
And swapped out the dead one to me.
另外一个又说一样的话。
And then the other one said the same thing.
好了，没有证人。
So now there aren't any witnesses.
没有证据。
No evidence.
还有呢？出生年岁差不多，看起来也差不多。
And their ages are around the same.
那怎么样判呢？
So how do you judge this case?
你说有证人还可以来盘问一下。
You don't even have one witness to ask.
但是没有证人呢。
But there aren't any.
大家所说的，两个所说的口供都一样，都是说对方偷了我的孩子。
And they both accuse each other.
但是神给所罗门智慧。
But God gave Solomon wisdom.
小朋友应该都知道这个故事。
And I'm sure all the children know of the story.
所罗门说好，你们争嘛，拿刀来，要切一半。
And so King Solomon said that fine, you want to quarrel, then bring me a sword.
哇，结果有一个妈妈就说不要不要，千万不要切一半。
And the mother would say, please don't cut it into half.
给他给他，我不跟他争了。
I would rather give up this child to the other woman.
另外一个说，切就切啊。你没有要，我也拿不了，你也拿不到。
And the woman said that you can go ahead and cut it, I don't care.
那所罗门马上就知道怎么判了。
So at this point, King Solomon would know what to do.
把孩子给那个说不要杀孩子的那个妇人。
So the child was given to the woman who plead for the child's life.
这个是所罗门从神拿到的，从神领受到的洞察力、观察力、分析力、判断力。
Say this is the observation, the analytical skill, and the understanding that Solomon had possessed.
基本上就是打心理战了。
So this is a mind game.
用心理的测量法来看出谁用母性不想孩子受伤害的这种母性来判断谁是真正的亲生这个孩子的亲生妈妈。
Through psychology, Solomon was able to see through the nature of a mother.
这个方法谁可以想得出来啊？
Who can think of such a brilliant idea?
但是有神来的智慧。
This has to only come from God's wisdom.
没有潜力可循，神都会帮助你。
Even without any clues, God will provide a way.
今天其实我们面对的很多问题是以前没有人碰过的。
In fact, we may have been facing a lot of difficulty that no one had ever faced.
经验也没有办法告诉你怎么处理。
And some things that experience cannot teach us.
但是有时候神来，中文叫神来一笔，或者是神从神来的。这种感动，神那种灵感，你就知道想到解决问题的方法。
But sometimes it can come from God's inspiration, and we'll know what to do.
这个就是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，我们真的很需要神的智慧。
So brother and sister, we really need God's wisdom.
那所罗门还不只得到这个判断的智慧。
And Solomon not only, he didn't only get the ability to discern.
我们看四章二十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 29.
四章二十九节到三十四节。
First King chapter 4, verse 29 to 34.
四章二十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand of the seashore.
三十节。
30. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt.
三十一节。
31. And for he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Hermon, Chago, and Darda, the son of Marho, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. 32. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. 33. Also, he spoke of trees from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that sprang out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds and creeping things, and of fish. 34. And men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of this wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
神给所罗门的智慧是很广泛的，不单只有在法庭上的判案的力量而已。
So you can see the wisdom that God had blessed Solomon is very vast, not only in the court.
30节这里说，神给所罗门的智慧超过东方那些很厉害的人。
So here in verse 30, the Bible recorded that Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east.
31节这里有讲了一些厉害的人。
And also in verse 31.
其实那些东方人就是有着哲学性的智慧，就是对人生的理解。
The people from the east are very wise and they are philosophers.
那32节呢，神就给他文学上的智慧。
Verse 32, God had given him wisdom in literature.
这个箴言有3000句哦。
There are 3,000 proverbs.
我们今天如果你能够讲出10句人大家可以传颂的，大家可以觉得很有名的名句就不得了。
If you can recite 10 famous proverbs, then you are indeed very brilliant.
但是所罗门可以写箴言。
But here Solomon, he can write proverbs.
那所罗门呢又可以写诗歌，所以又有音乐上面的智慧。
He can also compose songs.
再来33节，所罗门有科学上面的智慧，他有这种生物学啊，讲一大堆那个飞禽走兽啊，中动植物都可以讲。
And verse 33 tells us that Solomon has wisdom in nature.
所以所罗门真的很有智慧。
So indeed, he's very wise.
这个都是向神求的。
So this is all requested from God.
那我们今天呢？我们没有要当王，也没有当大法官。
So as today, even though we are not kings or judge,
但是我们要向神求智慧。
We still need to ask for wisdom.
我们要求哪一方面的智慧
？What kind of wisdom shall we ask for?
要求什么方面从神来的智慧
？And in what aspect?
我们来讲几点，很简单的。
I'll share with you a few points.
我们来看箴言九章第十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
哎呀，我们今天不需要那么聪明了，就是抓住这一节就好了。
We don't need to be so wise. We just need to hold on to this verse.
箴言九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
其实真正的智慧啊，并不是你讲一大堆那些飞禽走兽啦，或者是当大法官啦。
True wisdom is not about discerning good and evil or talking about the great nature.
其实那些智慧不能让你得救。
Those wisdom cannot save you.
那些智慧只能让你把王做好而已。
Those wisdom can help you to become a better king.
我们今天也没有当王。
Well, today we are not king.
但是我们今天有一个很大的目的。
But we have a great mission here.
我们希望以后灵魂可以得救。
We hope that one day our soul shall be saved.
你做了世界的君王，但是以后下地狱有什么用？
What's the point if you are a king today and you were to descend into hell?
所以所罗门有一样智慧，他后来就没有了，就是缺乏敬畏神的心。
Solomon initially had wisdom, but later he lost it because he disobeyed God.
拜偶像。
He worshipped idols.
犯了最低级的错误，因为他失去了敬畏神的心。
He made a grave mistake because he did not obey God.
所以我们今天每天要求的，就是要希望我们可以敬畏神。
So what we need to ask today is to have a heart of obedience.
不要忘记敬畏神。
And don't forget to obey God.
不要忘记什么是对，什么是错。
Don't forget what is right and wrong.
其他都不重要了。
The rest are not important.
其他都是次要的。
They're secondary.
你看所罗门后来这个最重要的他忘记了。
And this is the most important thing that Solomon had forgotten.
拜偶像。
He worshipped idol.
这样子他就得不到神的祝福了。
At the end, he wasn't blessed by God.
我们今天每天要求，就是求神让我不要失去敬畏你的心。
So every day we need to ask God not to lose the heart of obedience.
再来我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Next, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter
1. 哥罗西一章九到十节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. Verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you.And to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good works and increasing in knowledge of God.
这里保罗替哥罗西教会祈求，为他们有属灵的智慧。
So here, Paul had requested God to bless the members of Colossus to have spiritual wisdom.
你世上很有智慧，不代表你有属灵智慧。
Worldly wisdom does not equate to spiritual wisdom.
世上的智慧代表你很会读书。
Worldly wisdom may mean that you are studious.
学东西学很快。
And you may learn things very quickly.
这个是世上的。
These are worldly wisdom.
但是属灵的智慧更重要。
But spiritual wisdom, on the other hand, is more important.
属灵的智慧就是满心知道神的旨意。
Spiritual wisdom means that you fully understand the will of God.
这里知道神到底要你做什么。
And you know what God wants you to do.
神要你怎么选择你的人生。
And how you should decide for your own life.
神要你改什么。
And what God wants you to change.
神要你怎么样来追求他。
And how you should pursue God.
你知道神的旨意之后，第十节，你才可以知道行事为人怎么才对得起主。
And once you have done that, in verse 10, then you know, then you can be filled with knowledge and wisdom.
Worthy of the walk worthy of the Lord.
Walk worthy of the Lord.
你知道怎么来讨他喜欢呢？
And be pleasing in His eyes.
你很聪明，但是你得不到神的喜欢也没有用。
Even though you are very intelligent, you may, what's the use if you cannot be pleasing in God's eyes?
我们要每天求这个智慧，神啊，你的旨意，要满心知道你的旨意。
So we should also pray that God's will, so we can understand God's will.
不是你自己想要做什么，而是神要你做什么。
It's not what we want to do, but rather what God wants us to do.
如果你不知道神的旨意，你就凭自己的旨意来做事了。
Without knowing God's will, then we'll do according to our own desire.
所以我们要每天求神啊，到底你的旨意是什么
？So every day we need to ask for God's will.
再来，我们看那个雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1,
第五节。
James chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章的第五节。
James chapter 1.Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
这里说，如果你缺少智慧，你要向神求。
So he tells us that if we lack wisdom, we need to ask him.
神一定会给你，不会骂你。
And God will bless us.
那到底这个是什么智慧？
So what kind of wisdom is this?
就是第二节到第四节所说的。
And this is described from verse 2 to 4.
当你落在百般试炼当中的时候，
When we fall into various trials,
你患难的时候
in our difficulty,
你要怎么样来面对？
How do we deal with it?
没有智慧的话，你遇到患难，你就会埋怨神。
Without wisdom, we may complain against God.
就不相信了。
And we may stop believing.
但是如果你患难当中有智慧，你就知道患难会带来什么的好处。
However, if we have this wisdom in difficulties, we know what kind of benefit it will bring.
或者是你会了解，哎，神透过这个患难要改正我什么，或是来熬炼我什么。
Or we may know that through this difficulty, the lessons that God is teaching us.
你就会很正面的去看待你的患难。
And we'll be able to deal with our difficulties in a positive way.
你就很喜乐，哎呀，感谢主，透过这个患难，我才可以更完全。
And in difficulty, we'll be able to rejoice.
所以我看到有些弟兄姐妹，虽然很困苦，虽然在磨练当中，他们都是满心感谢。
So oftentimes, when I see some brother and sister in difficulty, they are still very joyful.
哇，那他们因为他们有智慧了，从他那边拿到智慧。
Because through that, they have received a lot of wisdom.
这个比所罗门那些什么很多的很多各种各样的智慧还更宝贵啊。
And this kind of wisdom is more precious than Solomon's.
说实在，所罗门没有什么患难。
We can say Solomon have not encountered many difficulties.
Solomon 太平安了。
He lived in a time of peace.
太平安到最后，本来有的智慧都没有了。
But however, he was too prosperous that he lost his wisdom.
但是在患难当中，如果神给你智慧。
But however, in difficulty, if we receive wisdom,
哇，你就会信心就更增强。
Our faith shall be strengthened.
所以神问你一个问题。
So God will ask you this question.
你愿我是你什么？
What shall I give you?
你要怎么回答？
How would you reply?
唱诗236首。
Let's sing a hymn, 236.